The year my husband graduated from seminary, a beloved seminary president, Reverend Dr. Thomas Gillespie, was also retiring. Dr. Gillespie had a long tenure at the seminary, and he was beloved by the students. And not only was he beloved as a seminary president and a faculty member, but he was also a great preacher. In seminary, we'd have daily chapel, and once a week, Dr. Gillespie would always preach and just really bring words of encouragement and conviction. So the year that Chad was graduating, we knew would be Dr. Gillespie's final words to the seminary community. So I was really eager to hear what he was going to have to say at this graduation commencement. And I have to kind of set the scene a little bit more, because not only was this a beloved seminary professor and president with a long tenure, but so I try not to say this a lot because there's no way to say this that doesn't sound pretentious, but I went to Princeton. And so there's a lot of pomp and circumstance at Princeton. Like, you cannot get around it. Even if in our daily worship we might meet in just a simple chapel, when it was commencement, we would meet in the main university. They called it a chapel, but it is a cathedral. And it very ornate, giant cathedral with the old-fashioned thing where you have to walk up into the stairs for one of the lectern and the other one for the pulpit. I mean, it looks like Westminster Abbey. And we would all be in all our regalia. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. And so here we are on graduation day. And I chose to participate by singing in the seminary choir. And so there's a lot of trumpeting and fanfare. And I mean, this is like a high holy day kind of experience. And I was in the seminary, and the seminary choir was seated behind the pulpit and the lectern. Because if you can imagine those old fashioned cathedrals, that's where the choir sits in those kinds of places. And, you know, you sit sideways and you look this way, and then you can see everybody in this giant cathedral. And I was sitting in the seminary choir, and for a seminary graduation, it's very much like a worship service, even though there are people graduating, because it's seminary. And so there's a lot of scripture reading. And we were very excited about this day. Everyone's looking great. The choir was, of course, magnificent. I mean, we were just amazing. Now, it was fun. But, you know, we get ready, and then we all kind of sit down after the initial pomp and circumstance of everyone going, and then someone, you know, jumps into the lectern with the big Bible that's even bigger than that, and they have to open up to the right page. And they start reading something from Ezekiel. And of course, we don't have bulletins, and there's no projection, so you don't really know what's going to happen. But they start reading something from Ezekiel, and it's about beasts and dragons. And I think they opened the wrong page. You know, this is graduation day. Maybe they meant the part of Ezekiel about the Valley of the Dry Bones, or, you know, something like a little nicer than a prowling dragon chasing somebody, you know. So I'm looking around, wondering if anybody else is wondering what I'm wondering. And I could kind of see it in the choir. We're all kind of looking a little puzzled, but going with it. We're trying to keep our choir face on. You know, we're in the front. And so person reads from Ezekiel, and they go and they sit down. And then the second scripture reader gets up, and they get up to the lectern, and they flip it to Revelation. And they're like, a reading from Revelation. And I'm thinking, it's going to be what you just heard, right? What a beautiful passage. Oh, no. It's about the part in Revelation about the dragon chasing a woman. And by then, because now it's two scripture readings, now everybody is starting to look around, and I look out into even the group. I mean, there's like that place holds almost 1,000 people. So you're looking out there, it's just a ton of people, and you can tell everybody's kind of doing one of these, like, is there something wrong with Dr. Gillespie? You know, what's happening? We're really puzzled. Scripture reader sits down, and we're just kind of left thinking, well, this is really depressing. I was looking for some beautiful scriptures that were going to inspire me. Instead, it's some kind of spiritual warfare battle, dragons and beasts and things, and I'm not sure what we just signed up for. And so then eventually, you know, we sing another hymn or two and you're left in suspense for a while. And then eventually Dr. Gillespie gets up. And he, of course, is in the pulpit, which is up even higher and further away. And he begins by talking about his office. And, you know, here's a man who's just packed up his office. And here he is about to say his closing words to everybody. And he explained to us that in his office, there was a picture that was a reference to St. George and the dragon. Only for this particular picture, the dragon is sitting there lounging against a tree and picking his teeth with a lance. And then we really thought, like, oh my, this is getting worse. And he said that the tagline of the cartoon was, no matter how hard you try, no matter how right you are, sometimes the dragon wins. And the room got really silent. And Dr. Gillespie, of course, went on to say to us, you know, those who are graduating and in preparing for graduation, the reality of in sending us out for ministry, there were going to be times where we tried our best, did our best, might have even said all the right things, but we were going to face failure. And that we know that, whether or not we're in ministry officially in some kind of paid way or not, that is what happens in life. That sometimes, despite our best efforts, marriages fail, illnesses overcome, jobs don't work out. Sometimes, no matter how hard you try, sometimes, no matter how right you are, the dragon wins. And Dr. Gillespie went on to explain to us and to warn us that this would be the world we entered into. And we had better get ready. And then, of course, there was a but. There was the word of hope. Recognizing that in Scripture and in our world, we do recognize that these things happen, that evil exists. There are things we encounter that we can never explain or justify and that just wrench our hearts apart. But yet we also know in the promise of Scripture, in the time, every time we gather for worship, the truth is that the dragon's time is short. And the dragon will not always win. In fact, as he reminded me, and we continue to remember in our scriptures, that some of the trials and tribulations we face now, their time is short. And there is that promise that we have in Scripture repeatedly, that there will come a time, a new heaven and a new earth. And not only will there come a time where that is fully fulfilled, but we will have those moments repeatedly, those micro moments in our lives where we experience God's kingdom coming on earth as it is in heaven, here and now. We don't have to wait for the fulfillment of it, but we will get pieces of that repeatedly through our lives. And as Dr. Gillespie reminded us that day, that just as well as we will have those times where the dragon wins, there will also be then those magnificent moments where we see miracles unfold right before us, where we will see things happen that we cannot explain or couldn't have predicted, where we will experience the joy of redemption and salvation here and now. Often happening in our midst, sometimes even in through us, sometimes even despite us. And so he reminded us to have heart to take courage, and to be ready to go into that world. Because, as the book of Revelation reminds us, in the end, God wins. Now, as you can imagine, by the time that Dr. Gillespie was done preaching, we were all pretty fired up. Because why? Because he was honest with us. We all know and experience how brutal this world can be, and that we experience dragons. There be dragons in our daily life and in this world, things that seem bigger than what we can handle, sometimes things that will keep us, like, take us down and have us on the mat, and it's not fair, and we don't get it, and there, even though we've tried hard or might be right, you know, they win for the day. But the message repeatedly comes again and again to not give up, to hold fast, and to recognize that God is on the move. And so this is where we end our journey with the series on Thirsty, is recognizing that in the midst of our spiritual thirsts or dehydrations, or even recognizing where life might be dry and parched, that we need not give up. That God is on the move. And that we are encouraged and reminded to hold fast till those images that we are given as gift and grace from Revelation, to keep us persevering, to keep us to remain steadfast, recognizing that there will be time when we will experience the fullness of it, but we can also experience moments of that now. It is our rally cry to keep us on the straight and narrow, to listen to the one who is trustworthy and true. And so, as we get ready for a new school year, a new program year, a new whatever this year has before you, even if you feel like maybe nothing's changing for you, it's just same day, same thing, more money, more problems, whatever it is for you, but we are in a place where we are entering into a new season. We are all entering into places where there are challenges that we face, there are things that we celebrate. And in the midst of all the doing and all of the busyness of our lives, today we stop and pause and remember that ultimate vision that God gives us. Not simply to hold on to what is to come, but to remind us that God is making it happen with us, through us, and all around us until we finally experience its fullness. And so, I want to reread our scripture lesson for today. And I hope that when you hear it as that rally cry to keep you persevering in the faith, to not give up and not get discouraged. You know, 90% of the book of Revelation is about dragons and beasts roaming around. Because 90% of our life sometimes feels like that. Dragons and beasts roaming around. God wants us to remember the big picture, the ultimate picture, and to not get caught up and totally consumed by whatever's snapping at our heels for that moment. So let us listen again for these words of hope and encouragement. And I hope that in this rereading that God is able to take one of those words or images to place it on your heart to give you the courage and conviction you need to persevere, to carry on, and to let the Holy Spirit be at work in your life even more deeply and fully than ever before. So let us hear these words. John writes, "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the former heaven and the former earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
made ready as a bride beautifully dressed for her husband, I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, look, God's dwelling is here with humankind. He will dwell with them. They will be his peoples. God himself will be with them as their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. There will be no mourning, crying, or pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. Then the one seated on the throne said, look, I'm making all things new. He also said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. And then he said to me, all is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will freely give water from life-giving springs. Amen.